Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, that wind was tough Thursday. You know, there's no way
we
could have got out there and fished. It was started out of the southeast, which is blowing right in. The only ramp that's open now that you can get out on is there at Powell Park, and they face east, so you know, with a big southeast wind, why, it's pretty tough trying to get out of there. And all the coves on that side, you know, they open up to the southeast. So, but they're supposed to have Rayburn Park, they've told me now that they're going to open that back up on the 1st of December. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah, if you get a big southeast wind now, we can go with Rayburn Park and put in. And, you know, you and I have fished those coves in there. You've got about four coves right there close to Rayburn Park that you can put in and fish.
And yeah, isn't that the one when you come out of the ramp, it's that one finger on there, is you got that good deep bank, that big drop-off bank to your right? Yeah,
that's okay. It, yeah. You got that one where the cove, there's a double cove splits off. You go into it, you got one cove goes north and the other one goes east. You know, we've caught fish in there every time we fished it because it's deep. And, it's, you know, that's one of the five natural funnels. It's got that, when you come out of the big lake, there's you can see an island. But what you can't see is the fact that that island is actually part of a point. And that point runs down there about 600-700 yards. Comes off the bank and goes out to the south, and then it turns and comes back to the east. And it makes a big natural funnel there. It starts out about 35 foot, and it ends up at water. Right now, you can't get across that part of it where it comes out down on the long side of the bank because it's too shallow. They're still holding about 4 foot, but that bank's only got about a foot and a half of water on it. You could idle across it because there's three stumps on there. It gets down another couple of feet, and you can see those stumps, but there's three stumps on there. And it would not be good on your lower unit if he's going very fast.
No.
There with all those stumps. But the water, the shad moved back out again. I told you that, I think, last time, that they had moved back. They were about halfway back in the coves. And Tuesday, they were all the way back out to the mouth of the cove. Now, imagine with this, you know, we had 2 days where it was down in the 40s. Early in the morning, so I imagine that's going to bring those shad back in. You know, it gets cold, water temperature gets down in the low 70s, upper 60s is when they get back in those coves.
Right.
And they'll stay back in there until the water temperature, surface temperature gets down in the mid to low 50s, and then they'll move back out in deep water again. So, you know, that's when we get in. Maybe this year with, you know, this is pretty early for these 40-degree mornings. So maybe this year we'll get a cold winter and we can get back out and get in some deep water fishing.
Yeah, y'all haven't done that in a while. Y'all used to do all that deep water jigging spoons and really just wear them out, man.
Right. Yeah. You know, you run around for 3 or 4 hours dropping buoys out, and you don't catch a thing, and all of a sudden they start, and when they start every place.
You know,
it, took us a few years to figure that out, but you know, you can find 8 or 10 bunches of fish out there, say, in anywhere from 35 to 50 foot of water, and you don't catch anything. And then you'll find a bunch, and you'll start catching fish, and you think, boy, I really found them. Well, if you go back to all your other bunches of fish that you marked, they're going to go, too. They all start at the same time.
Yeah.
But that's what they're doing, and, you know, hopefully it's supposed to get back in, and it'll shad move back in there because we've got quite a bit of hydrilla. You know, we've lost a lot of hydrilla, like in Farmer Cove and Curly's Cove and Pigeon Roost. There's not much hydrilla in there, but then you get on up to Miller Creek and on down towards Beach Basin now. Every place has got hydrilla. So I thought there for a while we was going to lose all of it, but it was just certain areas. I don't know why it doesn't, but it did it. But fishing is going to pick up here in a little bit. And it's going to be, we should have a couple pretty good weeks of topwaters at least. Zara spook, that big spook, this is when it really pays off. And those distinctive edges on the hydrilla, you can set back and if you're just one of you in a boat or, you know, with a guide trip, it's a little harder to fish. What I try to do is what I did that Tuesday was I backed those guys in. You know, you turn around, trolling motor will let you go backwards with a little practice. And I'd get those out, and I'd turn the boat around and get both guys up on the back and back it in so they could fish it. You do a lot more business. If you're a guide, you do a lot more business if your customers catch the fish.
Of course.
But that's what's happening. You know, water temperature is—it's going to come back up a little bit. But I really think the cold mornings we had is going to put those shad back in the Carrie Quill Sea. Unless you know, I'm going out Monday. Hope the weather will be pretty stable. And I'll go out there Monday and I'll find out whether it's going to go back or not.
Yeah, we got a little reinforcement front tomorrow, and Monday looks—it's going to be a little bit cooler every morning for the first 3 or 4 days of the week, and, man, it ought to be prime stuff for you. Ought to be stable.
Okay.
All right, Will. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you about coming up and fishing Rayburn with you, give them a number, bud.
409-584-3177, and hopefully the core, you know, we only got another month. Deer season opens, what, next weekend?
Yes, sir. Next weekend.
I'll talk with you. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Hey, Will, thanks for the report, and you have a good day. See you, buddy.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That's Will Kirkpatrick up on the Big Sam Rayburn Reservoir, and unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. But guess what? We'll be back in the morning for Open Line Fun Sunday right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.